The Word, this person, the Word, we find is with God and was God. Immediately now we realize this is a difficult thing to understand. This is a massive concept. Here's the person, the Word. Here's the person who's God. And we find that the Word is with God, but the Word is also God. A vital truth, the most important fact of any fact anywhere, that the Word, the Son of Man, the Son of God, Jesus, is with God the Father. We say God the Father and God the Son just to distinguish them. But though Jesus is with God the Father and he's not God the Father, yet he's still God. So when Jesus is born in Bethlehem, the Word becomes flesh, as we say. We've actually got God here in human form. Not God's deputy, not the best servant that God could send, not number two to the Almighty, not God's right-hand man, but the Word is actually God the Son. So we have this astonishing truth. And we have to ask ourselves, if God comes here as a person, why? This is a massive thing. Why? And we just sang that because we need redeeming, buying back. There is a redeemer, but only one. And his name is Jesus. But why does God come all the way from heaven here? Because all, you, me, them, whoever them are, we've all sinned. We've all failed. You know, if there was a rope tied from that corner to that corner, and in this corner is Jesus, the Son of God, perfect, holy, spotless, blameless. Jesus is in that corner, and at the far end there is Stalin or Hitler or Pol Pot or Chairman Mao, some vicious thug. Most of us would probably think that we are in the middle, or we're not as good as Jesus, but we're not as bad as that. We think probably that we're flapping about somewhere in the middle. But the Bible says, for all have sinned, we're all there. In the corner. None of us are anywhere near as good as Jesus. And that's why we need him to come and die in our place. No amount of religion can do it. Trying. Yes, I believe, but I'm going to try my best. No good. We can't do it. We can't budge from that corner without the miracle of God coming into our lives. And the passage there says, no amount of human effort on no human descent. My family can't help me. Coming to church can't help me. The only way is to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. Some of you have done that. Have you all done it? I don't think so. Because when you receive him, he gives the right now to call you and call me children of God. Do you want that to be true? Do you want that to be true of you? Right, Auntie Anne?